Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. The Northern Territory Government has announced it will reinstate the use of spit hoods on young people in detention centres nearly 8 years after a Royal Commission into juvenile justice led to the practice being banned. Images of children in spit hoods sparked the Royal Commission and subsequent ban, but the government plans to return them as part of several changes to the Youth Justice Act it's introducing to the Parliament this week. NT Police Force confirmed in October that spit hoods had been made available to use on youths in police watch houses and cells, but changes to the law will now extend to the use into correctional facilities. The NT Children's Commissioner argues the move is against international law and does not help reduce challenging behaviours, while the opposition says the legalisation is a knee-jerk response but would not say in principle if it's against the practice.
We saw only 9 years ago the culmination of bad practice, bad policy and lack of support and evidence-based programs around youth justice, and that resulted in a $50 million Royal Commission here in the Northern Territory.
Victoria's top Indigenous health body is demanding the state government urgently invest in Aboriginal-led custodial care after a coronial inquest found the death of an Aboriginal woman in custody was preventable. Heather Calgarrett was 10 weeks short of completing her prison sentence when she died, with the coroner saying it was likely the result of an inappropriately prescribed dose of opioid medication.
A grieving family embrace told the death of their loved one could have been prevented. Heather Calgarrett, remembered by her sister as a caregiver.
She's just a giving person, full of love, and she couldn't wait to get out to see mum and all the family and all the children.
The 30-year-old Yamaji Noongar, Wongai and Pitjantjatjara woman, just 10 weeks away from completing her prison sentence when she died in custody in 2021, administered a high dose of a synthetic opioid at Victoria's Dame Phyllis Frost Centre. Coroner Sarah Gilbert finding that Heather's doctor, Dr. Nath, should not have prescribed such a high dose of buprenorphine, likely to be the initiating event that contributed to her respiratory depression, collapse and resultant death. Dr. Nath had an obligation to ensure Heather was appropriately monitored by medical staff, which he failed to do. Had Heather been subject to afternoon observations, it is likely that her symptoms of intoxication would have been identified. The coroner also finding she did not have access to culturally safe care despite multiple opportunities for intervention. The Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation now demanding urgent investment in self-determined custodial healthcare practices. Its CEO Jill Gallagher saying in a statement, Aboriginal-led care is the only solution to prevent more Aboriginal people from having their lives cut so devastatingly short. The inquest examined Victoria's parole application system for the first time since the state's laws were tightened. Heather had been eligible for parole for almost 1 year before her death, but was denied it due to lack of suitable accommodation. The coroner finding Victoria's parole system is operating inconsistently with the Department of Corrections' commitment to reduce Aboriginal overrepresentation.
The sea change is designed for the SVOs that once they complete that program, they're entitled and it's mandatory that they get their parole, and she was denied hers completely.
The removal of Heather's youngest child, to whom she gave birth to in custody, also raised during the inquest.
That breaks my heart. It does.
It wasn't right.
Yeah.
Hopes for reform from a family still grappling with their loss. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
Meanwhile, the Victorian government yesterday introduced stricter bail laws to Parliament. With tough new tests for repeat offenders, the laws will set a new bail test for people accused of repeat offending for serious offences such as carjacking, armed robbery and home invasions. They will also introduce a new second strike rule by making the bail test stricter for repeat offenders of crimes like assault, riot and affray, sex offences and serious drug offences. The legalisation builds on laws introduced earlier this year that create new bail offences and removed the principle of remand as a last resort for young people.
We are making it very clear to bail decision makers across the system that in Victoria, community safety comes first. Victorians remain not just concerned but disgusted with what we are seeing with repeat offending of some of the worst offences.
Hobart City Council has voted to keep Aboriginal acknowledgements as part of official council meetings and events. At Hobart Council Chambers Councillor Louise Elliott described the acknowledgement of country and welcome as quasi-religious practices. She called for them to be held before official events rather than part of events. After a one-hour debate, the motion was defeated 8-4. The nation's biggest Indigenous cultural festival, Garma, is set to be held in northeast Arnhem Land this weekend, with the landmark celebration of Yolngu culture marking its 25th birthday this year. In the lead-up to the milestone anniversary, NITV News is this week profiling inspiring Yolngu locals and learning more about culture. Let's listen to a story about Woyal Sugarbag Man.
Woyal the Sugarbag Man, our creation and ancestor who travels through the country naming places, plants and animals. Our world is a sugar baked man. He loved to go hunting and look for sugar bake. He left his sacred lily bags in certain places and they became features of the landscape. And the name Nulunboy comes from that story. The dilly bag tells you a story that he loved carrying his sugar bag in the dilly bag. Woyal would wear feathers on his head, armbands, dilly bag. He would carry spear and a woomera to catch anything that he saw on the way. This story has been passed down from the old people down to the young people, down to new generation coming up. They still hear the story of Woyal. In the song line, parents talks about Woyal. It's always going to be passed on. You will hear the song of Woyal, the Sugarbag Man, travelling through the country, naming places.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more on Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News Weeknights and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.